I'm so unexcited to talk about this week.
Everybody hates you. Everybody wishes that you were dead. Cause Peter, you suck. Peter, you suck. Peter, your music is fucking terrible. Peter, you suck. Peter, you suck. Peter, you don't do anything of value.
Some of the boys talk The Bachelor. I'm your host.
Et. Bachelorette.
Oh, shit. All right. Try that again. Run it back.
Three.
Some of the boys talk The Bachelorette.
Grant, two.
What the fuck?
Well, I was trying to count him in. Fuck.
He got it.
Sorry.
Well, if this was any indication of how the night's going to go, it's going to be a great taping. I'm your host, Drew Baker. With me, as always, Corey Greensman. Say hi, Corey.
I didn't realize we were starting there, but all right, cool. Let's do it. Let's
Where
ride.
We're going to start.
In the middle of Grant. No, we're not going to restart it. This is perfect.
No, we're already here.
We're already here, Grant. I'm here, Drew. How's it going?
Leave.
Yeah, I asked you how's it going. I think I only told you to say hi. So
it's fine. I mean, I'm going to tell you how I'm doing anyway. I'm doing well. Watching some really bad Thursday night football. And the G-men are 1-5.
They are indeed. And filling in, friend of the podcast, Grant Pitt. Say hi, Grant.
Is that all I am? I'm filling in?
Yeah, I'm realizing now that that sounded more like a jerk than I meant it, but we are hoping to make you a more consistent host or consistent presence on this season's taping.
I thought you were about to say you're hoping to make me the heel of the group.
Oh, you kind of already are.
I normally am, especially in the bracket. Are we ever going
to
do that again?
Not yeah, I'd like go to. I kind of ran out of bracket ideas.
Yeah, we have content again, so.
I have a couple friends that want to get on the show and do the bracket.
I think the logical progression of this show is going to be when the Bachelor or Bachelorette or Bachelor in Paradise is not on, Corey is going to take over all content creation, and then I am trapped in this hell for all the other two-thirds of the year.
Cheers, bro. I'll drink to that.
Yeah, cheers. I actually did remember to have my beverage near me for this week's taping rather than entirely across the room. So
drinking that good old Athens craft.
Good. I think everyone just heard the can pop. I am drinking a Classic City Lager.
It is Athens?
A clean, crisp, easy drinking lager. It is Athens. This is
Athens is a good brewing city.
I refuse to adhere to the stereotype of podcast starting off by describing what we're drinking. So I'll leave it a mystery.
Can I tell you the most pretentious, not the most pretentious I've ever been. I'm sure I've outdone myself, but I wanted to create a blog that was going to be just called the On Tap. And it was basically going to be like a Newsweek podcast. And then I'd review a beer at the end. And then I realized there are enough, white men out there with microphones who do that.
If you want to do that for our podcast network, I can do that intro with that song, the tap, tap, tap in song, which is unironically a good song in my opinion. So, thanks, TikTok for showing me that one.
Yeah. I think this was back when I was like more full of like idealism and not like completely beaten down by the world. So maybe we'll see November 4th. Ask me again.
Hey, Siri, remind me to ask Drew if he's still beaten down on November 4th. Thank you.
Great.
Okay, Corey, I'll remind you to ask Drew if he's still beating off on November 4th.
That was a good gag. That was a good bit. Good job, Grant.
Thank you.
All right. You boys ready to talk Bachelor?
Nope.
No.
Me neither. Let's get into it. Fellas, what a horrible week it was. I've already said I want to develop a more loose style on the way we go about the show. So, Grant, I think you beat me this week for watching it most recently. Grant, tell us what is the first vivid memory you have of this week's taping?
Oh, it's all a blur. in chronological order of what happens in the episode? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, let's try to do that. But also, if you just want to, like, jump... Because I'll tell you, my answer is, does anyone remember anything like, oh, yes. I was about to say, was there anything more important, or not more important, but like anything important before when Claire and Jason had their little feely bonfire? But
There's a whole group date.
The entire table setting for that was
the love languages?
The group date on love languages. Guys, do y'all know what your love language is?
No.
You don't?
No, nor do I want to.
Grant, do you know?
I always thought it was like a thing people said, like, let's go get Portillo's, and someone says, oh, now you're speaking my love language.
So the love languages are, and I'm pulling them up. I should know them. I'm just really trying to check how many there are. I think there are five.
I'm glad you don't know them.
Can't confirm there are five. No, I was going to be able to name all of them, but
my love language is ENTP.
That is, I mean, that's another thing. That's Myers-Briggs. You're kind of
close. My love language is Aries.
No, my love language is people digging up past trauma for the sake of TV ratings. But love language are words of affirmation, physical touch, receiving gifts, quality time, and acts of service, which I believe acts of service were the forgotten stepchild of this week's taping, because everything else was touch, gifts, say good words.
Nothing says I love you like me giving you a baseball from when I was 12 years old.
Yeah, with like, go get it done, or like, play better, or whatever, like, not super inspiring message was actually written on that ball.
I guarantee we got absolutely shelled that game, too.
He probably wrote, fuck it, we ball.
Yeah, just, back in the day as a minor league pitcher, just absolutely giving up bombs. Not even minor league, little
12
league.
12 years old, little say. League, maybe?
Yeah.
Wait, was he actually 12? I thought it was at least a little more significant than that.
I feel
that.
Like he said it when he was probably like, yeah, I think, I want to say it was like high school or something. But.
Yeah, I was under the impression it was like college ball.
I doubt it.
But yeah, the love languages was basically just like a 20-minute excuse for like gifts, saying words good, and touching, because I don't think they did acts of service, and I believe the prize was quality time.
Everyone did quality time. No,
I think the quality time was the group date itself.
No. The quality time is where things started to get interesting, because everyone was supposed to take their turn. Remember this one?
Yes.
Remember, shall I go ahead and just explain
it? Yes, Grant, go ahead.
Yeah,
this
I'm hoping.
Be a terrible taping.
Yeah, I'm hoping the folks at home need me to explain it, because don't watch the show. Please don't.
Now, watch it and interact with us on Twitter like Drew refuses to do.
I didn't watch this week live, Corey. Last week was my bad. This week, less so my bad.
I have an excuse at least.
I mean, I've been working literally every night this week, but no one wants to hear about any of our personal lives.
I don't have one.
I was going to say the Dodgers are in the World Series currently when this is being aired. But, I'll go ahead and explain. So the quality time, everyone was supposed to just take their turn, but there wasn't an order to it. So Claire just comes out. The guys are just hanging out. Claire comes out, and it's like, okay, guys, we're doing quality time, so
yep.
Each one of you is going to do a one-on-one with me.
And everyone sat there. Are you taking it? Grant's, like, pantomiming at me.
I'm trying to get the appropriate amount of awkward silence that was also in the episode.
Oh, because I didn't know you were doing a bit.
Because she did not, like, prompt. I'm totally on the guy's side of this.
Me
like,
too.
She just like was just talking about how it's going to be quality time and then just stopped talking. And then she's like, does no one want to go do quality time right now? And I was like, slow down, woman. They're like, these guys clearly are gentlemen. They're like trying to maintain order, you know, take their turns. And she's like, I'm upset that they weren't throwing themselves at me. And she literally stopped her first quality time session with, I'm not even gonna try to remember names.
Was his name Jay or something?
Oh no, was it with Bennett? It was with Bennett.
I think it was Bennett.
Some might argue that the correct way to go about doing a show or a taping based on a show is to take notes throughout it. But
yeah,
you know,
that. I stopped. I'm not
a fucking nerd, Drew.
Yeah, we don't follow the rules.
Go to Harvard.
Some of the guys talked about.
Yeah. I'm not a New York man who went to Harvard.
I'm a wealth management consultant.
But, it was funny because then she just, like, threw a temper tantrum and she's like, you guys don't like me because you didn't, like, respond to my non-question fast enough.
It was kind of spectacular, given the context that, like, we know Claire leaves, that she got that upset that no one else wanted to talk to her. Like, obviously, they don't know at that point, but that's, like, incredible how quickly she's trying to speed run this entire show.
That's when I started to turn on Claire, and by the end of the episode, I've completely turned on Claire.
No, I think this was the week that I learned it's okay to not like Claire.
She's not as bad as Peter, by any means possible.
No.
But she's not good.
I feel like the flags for Claire are so predominantly stemmed out of, like, it's obvious who she wants to be with. And, like, I'm just made the speed running joke, but it's like, I feel like she's literally trying to, like, instigate. And as we kind of got into last season, the show is obviously overly produced and, like, there's clear kind of, like, setups for everything, but, like, trying to instigate drama out of what are situations that I think would be normal social cues. 'Cause, like, the way I said it, y'all said, like, I don't blame the guys in the situation. And, like, the way I quantify it is, like, if I were in that situation, knowing myself, I would have also not been quiet, or I would have also been quiet. I would not have been the first person to, like, oh, let's, can I steal you for a minute? Which is why I'd be off the show in, like, half a taping. I'd just be the quiet guy in the corner. Oh, thanks, baby. Oh man, when what's his name, that whatever dude she went off with was like, yeah, it's just like weird that, you know, no one wants to like talk to me. And she's like, well, he's like, we all want to talk to you. We just don't know. Like,
when
help me out here. Yeah. When, I guess, is the big thing. And then she literally leaves that to go yell at everyone else that, if y'all don't want to be here, you can go home. Which I don't think they can, because I'm pretty sure they are locked in there with her.
No, they could definitely go home.
I got you for 3 minutes.
Drew, yeah. Your memory is short-lived because, spoiler alert, by the end of the episode, someone goes home.
Yeah, no,
it's not even an elimination episode.
I was making a joke that they're all trapped in, yeah, but Corey got there the closest that, Claire's not trapped in there with them. They're trapped in there with Claire.
Oh, yes, you are correct.
Crawley is ready.
do you think Claire, after, like, one of the guys is going to, like, pin Claire and then, like, walking out, like, Chris Harrison's going to run by him with, like, a money bag full of money, and then Chris Harrison will have killed someone's uncle and thus begin an entire Bachelorette cinematic universe.
Is this a reference to something? Because I don't get it.
That's the entire origin story of the original Spider-Man, Grant.
Oh, I thought you said, is she going to get RKO'd by a guy and then...
Oh, God, was it that
Who's
bad?
Who's Spider-Man?
He's the pizza delivery guy that sometimes saved crime.
Oh, I need Tayshia to be on the show like yesterday so that we have more interesting things to talk about. I can't survive without good content.
I guess there's interesting things to talk about. They're just terrible.
The next part of the show was Claire's date with Jason, right? Where they did like the fear. I believe the name for it is fear setting, or just basically they like write down all the mean things everyone's ever said about them in their life.
She tried to therapize him.
Yeah, and like even as someone who like needs all of like 2 sips of beer to get super therapizey with people, I was deeply uncomfortable.
I was so upset.
Ladies and gentlemen, get ready. Drew has had 4 sips of beer on this podcast already.
I know.
Drew, sometimes I get sad.
Yeah, you know, sometimes I just think about like, will I carry the trauma that my parents gave me into my future relationships? Where are we?
Why would I inflict myself on somebody else?
I want to
snuff this real quick. We're gonna solve it right here, right now. Have you ever just tried smiling at yourself in the mirror for a bit? Just be happy, dude. It's that easy.
No, I haven't. Here's a free one from my old therapist.
That was a joke, for anyone who didn't get it. I'm not an asshole. I mean, I am.
No, that's actually,
I am, but for different reasons.
Some people get like recommended that, cause I got recommended as like, cause I was definitely one of those like too smart for therapy edge boys, like first a couple times I went, and, but therapist was like, oh, like, have you tried, like, just saying, like, nice things to yourself instead of mean things to yourself? And I'm like, well, that would never work. And it was like, well, how's the saying mean things to yourself going? And I was like, all right, well, point taken, Mr. Therapist, sir.
Just try going outside for a walk.
Yeah, thanks. Just try not being sad. I paid $85 for that session because the U.S. health system is broken.
All right.
Anyway, back to Jason. So yeah, they like wrote a bunch of like stuff on them. They're literally clay tablets, which I don't even know where you like find, unless they just have those like laying around at the La Quinta.
The devil works hard, but the Bachelorette props team works harder.
I know, just that entire staff is clutch, and
we'll get to
the dodgeball eventually, but I want to know how they built an entire dodgeball court on that resort.
Probably just tennis courts.
They also did that whole fake Rapunzel tower for
five. Corey, how dare you have such a quick and simple response to my,
what? Deep, it's a resort. You don't think old rich white people like tennis?
It's probably a racquetball court too. Weren't they indoors for like one scene?
Outdoor racquetball wouldn't exist. It'd probably be individual handball at that point.
Yeah, handball or squash.
Sorry, Jason, I worked in recreation. I know these.
No,
things.
Jason and Claire, like basically say mean things at each other, but mostly to themselves. Probably my favorite part of the whole exchange was Claire pulls out the dress, when she rejected Juan Pablo, in the previous season and said, I have been holding on to this for so long. And I'm like, damn, you clearly have, because that was 7 years ago.
Or the props department was holding on to it for 7 years.
You know, I always know that I am over somebody when I have a item that I from that relationship that I have held on to for 7 years.
Hey, I'm gonna just out Drew real quick that he was sharing Instagram from someone.
It's not a physical item, Grant.
I don't know, man. You gotta let it go.
Tangibly, I have. Mentally, very much, I have not.
That's where it counts.
No. That can't be right. It can't possibly be that my mental traumas are worse than my physical ones.
Drew, I want you to do this for me. Go to a craft store, find a stone tablet, grab your chisel.
And what God commands you to write down...
We're gonna release a deep cut taping that's just Grant, Corey, and I going around in a circle and saying things we don't like about ourselves.
Impossible. I love myself.
That'll be for the Patreon. But yeah, and then they shatter those clay tablets against the stones, and Claire throws her dress in a fire, and Jason was like, "Oh, I kind of like that dress," because Jason is not at all aware of. Any kind of social cues.
He said that dress was ugly.
No, didn't he say, I like that dress? And
he
then
said that,
he
said that dress was ugly anyway. And she goes, oh, I like that dress.
Oh, no, you're right. I had it backwards, as is often the case. And then he had to like quickly backpedal on that.
I love that. It's like when you hear someone breaks up with their significant other and you're just like, yeah, fuck them. They weren't good enough for you anyways. And they're like, no, we're still friends. And you're like, oh, I mean, they were nice.
Corey, can I talk about the Nom-like flashbacks I just had when Grant said, I like that.
Yeah, go ahead.
I love that. No, that's the entire joke. It just took me back to the entirety of Pilot Pete season.
Sorry, that was the J.J. Watt thing?
It was the J.J. Watt, but Pilot Pete was also doing it for like four straight episodes before J.J. was even on the show.
Did I miss J.J. Watt on a reality TV show?
J.J. Watt hosted Saturday Night Live last year during Pilot Pete season, and they spoofed it by...
Oh, I know that one. Yes, that was not my intention to reference that, but it was a very good tying together in a, is that what they call a callback in this industry?
I believe we in the biz call it a callback.
Very well executed.
Was the next thing Dodgeball?
No.
Because that was the solo date, and then the next thing would have been a group date, right?
I guess you're right.
The solo date.
Yeah, he did get a rose.
From the first date, right? The first date's rose?
Yes.
Went to Riley?
Yes, it went to Riley.
Correct. And Riley. I believe, as Evan said, rip in peace to Evan. He's not dead. He just has a job.
Couldn't imagine.
Evan said last year that pretty much everyone who goes on a solo date generally gets a rose out of that solo date. I think I forget who it was specifically from last year. They was like, yeah, that's kind of rare that the person who went on a solo date didn't get a rose.
It does seem like a given if you're going on a solo date. It's yours to mess up. Like,
and I mean,
if the date goes average, you're getting a rose.
And we're basically speed running this season. We're trying to get Claire's season done so we can get Tayshia's season in the same season or same taping. I have no idea how many episodes Claire's getting though. I thought it was going to be like 3. Apparently it's like,
sounds right.
Apparently it's like 5 though. Allegedly.
We didn't even talk about the first group date at all.
Yeah, we totally skipped over
the major part
of
that first date and why Riley kind of got the rose.
No, go for it.
Because, Yosef doesn't talk for Riley.
Y'all are better hosts than I am. No, you are correct. Corey, please go further.
Keep going. We start talking about Yosef, I'm going to start bringing up the other things.
Weave me a tapestry. Well, we can blend them together. I mean, ahead and lay the ground.
Yosef's
for
a sleazeball.
From that first
His face is completely square. He is the dad from Danny Phantom. And
at least that guy was a scientist.
No, he wasn't. He was a ghost hunter.
Wasn't there some science involved? I mean, they built a machine that turned a boy into a ghost and back.
He walked through walls.
Because there are lots of machines that turn boys into ghosts.
I think you're
but not many
right.
that turn them back.
Or wasn't the dad a scientist and the mom a ghost hunter?
I think they're both crazy people ghost hunters.
I do not want to relitigate the entire narrative of... Actually, you know what? I would rather talk about Danny Phantom than this. Screw it.
Coming up on
BNPN,
Corey, Drew, and Grant watch Danny Phantom, and we scream, I am the box ghost.
No, that's got to be... John and I still need our own thing. Y'all got your own show.
Okay, just do it.
Yeah, but our show is about another garbage television show.
That sounds like work. Anyway.
At least Veronica looks good.
Corey, keep saying bad things about Yosef.
He sucks. And he's
dead eyes.
Scumbag. Can we get into the TikTok thing?
It's probably better that we go through Dodgeball real quick and then explain.
We never even talked about why Yosef sucks in this specific scenario. I'll go ahead and simplify it if you want me to.
Yeah.
Claire came back. Remember we talked about her being upset that none of the boys threw themselves at her because she left a weird open-ended sentence.
Correct.
So when she came back and was like, you guys don't like me. You should have been throwing yourselves at me. Yosef goes, I think I could speak for everyone.
and Riley goes, no,
you can speak for yourself. Don't speak for me, which we were talking a bit before the episode. And Drew was like, normally, I don't want to, maybe I shouldn't
talk
to you.
No, I believe I said I very much will let people speak for me. I am not a very, demanding and I wouldn't describe myself as a presence verbally, but Yosef is one of the few people that I would speak up and be like, no, this dude's a psychopath. He does not get to
this guy does not get to represent my thoughts, which was good call on Riley's part, because Yosef goes, Claire, you're crazy, you're just nuts if you think that we all don't obsess over you. And I'm like, I don't know everything about women.
I was about to make the same joke. It's like, I don't know a lot.
I know they don't like it when you tell them they're crazy.
I would argue that that's one of the very few things I know about women.
The only thing that women like more than being told that they're being crazy is if you tell them to calm down.
After you've called them crazy.
Yes.
You're overreacting. Just calm down.
I hear women also really enjoy it when you take things that they're passionate about or experienced it in and talk down to them about it.
Get
your hands on your knees.
That's actually my love language.
Yeah.
Yosef doesn't seem to respect women.
Absolutely doesn't. There's no way, and it really part of it that I was going to get into later when Corey talks about the TikTok is that like it truly makes me sad that like Yosef has a daughter. Because like he just does not seem like anyone who would be like a
good influence.
Good anything. Yeah. And just like, it would be one thing if you're like, okay, well, maybe he just like acts this way on the show, but, as we keep teasing, no, apparently it exists, well outside of the walls of the, La Quinta resort.
Is it called La Quinta? Is it like that hotel chain?
No, it's not like La Quinta. It's pretty funny to me. It's like the La Quinta Las Palmas, and it is like an actual resort. It is not the La Quinta hotel chain that is basically a half step up from a Days Inn.
I don't want to like shit on Palm Springs, but who goes to Palm Springs for like a resort?
People who need tax benefits and to be away from
people. It's the desert.
Quarantine in the middle of the desert.
At the beach.
I'm really excited for the group date where they all drop ayahuasca and like drive through the California desert.
For the love language of gifts, you have to get the freshest ayahuasca from the desert.
Just go full Hunter S. Thompson. Authentic
peyote from the California
desert. I want them driving in the desert seeing bats and stuff. All right, I want to talk about the dodgeball group date a little bit. Not too much. I guess we're going to talk too much about it anyway. That's kind of what we do.
The only thing I got out of that group date was Claire saw a lot of dicks.
Yeah. When I first watched the entire group date, I'm going to say it kind of upset me quite a bit. And then I basically had to, at a friend's reprompting, go back and watch it and basically realize. So
this is a bit of fun.
Yeah. So the dodgeball, Claire was like, let's play strip dodgeball. And I have a feeling that while Claire seemed very much into it, it was not her idea they had an entire, they go from like playing, like Corey said, on a tennis court to, oh, suddenly we are in an entire produced like dodgeball, the movie. Like stadium, and it's branded with strip dodgeball. So this one was thought pretty far ahead. They had time and planning involved in this.
Dude, you got to get those guys with their shirts off. It's
use. I think blue team's. I don't know who blue team's general manager is, but I hope he got fired and probably get hired by the Jets next season. Because
Danny Ainge.
Boy, did that dude not know how to assemble a draft class, because the blue team dropped four straight games against the red team to the point that Claire took pity on them and made the red team start taking clothing off, even though the blue team had not won a single match.
He's a quarterback whisperer.
Corey, you should know more than anyone that this is not a safe place.
Listen, man, I watch garbage reality television to get away from my
Get away from your garbage.
Remember,
football
they're
team.
Not locked in there.
I just
they're
imagine
not locked in there with us.
Yeah, Gase just on the sideline bugging out. Like, I can't believe they can't eliminate one guy. Why do they keep getting hit by the ball? Why can't they just hit the other team with the ball?
I'm gonna go pour myself a glass of bourbon. I'll be back.
Was lopsided.
While Corey go gets a beverage. Yeah, it was a shellacking, and the fact that everyone had matching jock straps, I think, lends itself pretty well to that it was a heavily produced segment. The part of the segment that I was like, this is BS, was when Blue Team completely lost and they completely dropped Trow. And it took me realizing that one, that was Brandon, one of the dude's suggestions. He's the one who kicked it off. It very much was not told of them to do. But also, I think the other part that I kind of like held a mirror to me was that in Pilot Pete season, there was, cause like my immediate thoughts was like, oh, this is like objectifying and harassment. And like, even in that moment, I was like, and women get it way worse more regularly in TV. It didn't make that scene any better for me. But I also realized that in Pilot Pete season, there was the group date where they did the lingerie pillow fight. And we literally had a segment where like, oh, who's the best wrestler? Who's like the heel? Who's like all this stuff? And we did not like, I did not hold the same level of like anger and being upset for that I did for this dodgeball game. So like,
Drew, are you canceling yourself in real time?
I kind of am. And like, the last thing I ever want to do on our comedy podcast is get too introspective, though I do it regularly, but it definitely kind of like forced me to examine like, why the lingerie battle was like entertaining and why the men throwing dodgeballs with their butts and balls, both game balls and otherwise hanging out was upsetting. But yeah, and if I learned anything from watching this terrible 2 hours of programming, it was like, all right, I need to be better at like holding the same level of energy for just all kind of, objectively garbage, programs. So yeah, I just wanted to say that.
Yeah, it kind of sucked. Like, that was kind of my first thought. Granted, I also didn't really think too much about the lingerie pillow fight. Like, yeah, that was 100% just objectifying these people. But I definitely had the thought with this episode, like, imagine if this was The Bachelor. And he's like, okay, ladies, each time one of you losers, you're taking off pieces of clothes, whether you like it or not.
And that's kind of the thing with the lingerie one, is because the lingerie one, obviously, it wasn't like a strip game, but they were already put into intimates. And like, I tried to remember, I didn't really go back and look, but there were women who were like audibly and visibly frustrated with that being like a group date game. And again, it doesn't seem like the hosts, or not the hosts, but the bachelor or the bachelorette themselves like choose these games. It is a producer's. Like, who do it, but I also think now my anger is that, like, why, like, this dating show in 2020, like, why do people need to be, like, that vulnerable and objectified in order to, like, find love? But I think that just further speaks to that, you know, only one person ever gets to find, like, any kind of relationship generally. While the other people get to leave with like Instagram modeling careers. So
breaking news from theonion.com. The worst person you know just made a great point, because Yosef, when everyone gets back, Yosef looks a little frazzled and he's like, wait, what the hell happened? And they're like, oh, we played strip dodgeball. He's like, that's awful. He's like, I wouldn't participate. I would tell Claire that's fucked up, that she would try to embarrass everyone like that. And you know, at first I was definitely like, nah, fuck you, Yosef. But he was the one person that had the correct take on this. It was like, kind of group date is just like, okay, boys, you just have to strip.
I think it literally is like the worst person you know made a good point. And then it was kind of like immediately, he says it and then he like, he cuts to his explanation further, because he says like, that's BS, and you're like, yes, Yosef, and he's like, I would have called you all chumps, and like, I would have told Claire a lot more before you humiliated me, and it's like,
you had us in the first half.
And then, yeah, like Grant said, we immediately get a hard cut to Yosef putting his shirt on and a view of his full. I'm literally looking at a photo right now. He's a little cut, but he doesn't have like a six pack or anything.
I mean, everyone on this show is cut. It's a requirement. Like,
yeah.
I don't think we have addressed it yet for this season, but
I don't think Blake and Justin are cut.
Yeah, Blake, no, not necessarily.
Blake's a
cut,
lumberjack.
Everyone on this show is objectively attractive.
Correct. No. Okay, Judy, Corey.
Okay, go for it, Corey.
Give me a second. I know I saw something. You go ahead, carry on. I'm
I think we did talk about a few people being goobers, but we'll let Corey pull up some research. So, yeah, that was the dodgeball, and then the winners of the dodgeball game all got to do their own group date with Claire, and I want to shout out to my man Brandon, and we'll get into Brandon right now,
dude.
But
Brandon
having, I had this was such a bewildering moment because like Brandon probably should know more about Claire. I'm gonna say when you apply to be on The Bachelorette, you should do the bare minimum amount of research. Especially if the Bachelorette is a contestant from a prior season. But Brandon flat out admits that he knows nothing about Claire other than that she's from Sacramento. So Brandon's like, yeah, tell me about yourself. And Claire immediately is like, absolutely not. How dare you? First of all, why?
Off. What gives you the right?
Yeah. Yeah. I have a question for you, Brandon. First of all, how dare you? Second of all, it like immediately jumps down.
Dude, there was no chance at recovery. He did his best, but it was like it was sad. It hurt to watch.
You know what? I'm on his side because
I am too.
Because there is no way that he's going to know anything about someone by watching a reality TV show from 10 years ago. And got no one-on-one time with her already. And then, I'm not into that.
I'm so sorry. I hate to do this. Did anyone else just watch Daniel Jones break off an 80-yard run before tripping over himself at the 5-yard line?
Nope, I'm about to right now.
I'm so sorry that I spoiled it for you.
That's okay. DJ? Oh, man.
Please watch this.
Oh, no. DJ, what are you doing? Oh. Man, that's hilarious.
Drew, I have respect for
like a newborn baby giraffe. This man trips over air when there was nothing but he's running so hard. He's running so
Drew, I'm gonna say it right. Love Daniel Jones.
I don't hate him. I don't think like I didn't even hate Eli. I just hated that he perpetually made my childhood bad.
I am declaring myself a Daniel Jones fan right now. I think this is awesome.
It's not too late.
Bully you in middle school?
Do what?
Did Daniel Jones bully you in middle school, Drew?
No, I was talking about Eli, but yeah, Eli hurt my feelings quite a few times in middle school.
Because you're a Boston fan.
Particularly once in middle school and once in high school.
Drew, could you tell all the lovely people out there where you're from?
Yeah, I grew up in Charlestown. It's a suburb of Boston, right outside the Yod.
The Yod? What Yod?
The Yod, Corey.
What
we all
Yod?
Know the, we all know where the Yod is.
What's the Yod, Drew?
What do you park there?
My car. See?
You got smart park?
wouldn't Harvard be in Cambridge, Drew?
So, getting back to Brandon. Yeah, we anyway, getting back to Brandon. I blame Brandon a decent amount. He is not at all faultless. I don't think – because it's one thing to say I don't know anything about you other than you're from Sacramento, but that he needed probing in order to tell Claire that's like, oh, I respect you for, like, you know, coming back to the show or whatever BS he tried to pull. I'm like – how hard is it to just like use even vague descriptive words? Like I respect your compassion and your like enthusiasm for life and all these things that mean nothing, but are the same BS pleasantries we give to other people that we are meeting for the first time.
She did almost give him a softball because she's like, the other guys compliment me on my drive and my passion. And I'm like, those are nonsense.
He's not
words.
The other guys. Stop fishing for fucking compliments. This is where I completely turned on her and I decided I didn't like her. I was so mad about that. I was like, you are here to find a good connection and a good relationship with someone. If you don't feel a connection with someone, that's fine. Don't go fishing for fucking compliments.
And that was the part that it was like, you're going off on him for only knowing. And the part that I was like, he's right, is that like, yeah, this is our first like time being alone. And I'm trying to kind of just ask a semi-normal question of like, you know, what are you into? What are you passionate about and stuff like that? The part that I was like, this is complete BS is, Corey, you kind of touched on this, but, that's like it's an innocent enough question, albeit pretty stupidly like pitched. But like, what does Claire think everyone else is there for? Is everyone else there with like completely honorable reasons and they did their research and have, you know, binders full of fun facts about Claire? And
no, they're like, I get to be on TV and this girl's pretty hot.
Exactly. So that's what it was like to have that energy to be like, Brandon, you get the hell off my show and you never come back. And then immediately go back into a room where a bunch of guys just didn't have the audacity to say out loud, I don't know a whole ton about you, this woman that I might marry someday. Little weird, disleveled energy.
Yeah. Brandon is the meme of, but they hated Jesus. Because he spoke the truth.
Shut up.
So I had that thought at the very beginning of the episode when she's like, for the group date, your first task is to tell me how great I am. And I was like, it seems like all she cares about herself, and she's might be, I don't know what the right word is, but egotistical sounds correct, because she's just like, I need to hear people praise me. And then I need to hear people talk about how great I am. And it's like, oh, you, Brandon, you didn't do your homework and write five things about why I'm the best. It's like, how do you want to have a real connection with someone if you don't just like, you got to start from square one. You can't, in fact, it's got to be bad for her. If every person she ever were to date already had a whole idea of who she is based off some shitty reality TV show that she admits was a bad experience.
So I'm going to take your same premise and apply it slightly different. I think this moment is only going to look worse in retrospect because, like, Claire is already planning an exit strategy. We know she's going to end up with Dale, and that has been so heavily handed, like, even in the production and obviously like clearly announced already. We know we're getting to the second host. But like for Claire to go off on someone like not having respect for her when she has already decided who she is going to be leaving the show with just seems like a complete like not keep it moment.
All Claire know. His fish for compliments, simp for Dale, eat hot chip and lie.
And lie. Also, completely funny that Brandon, I believe, was the dude who led the charge of all the guys who came. And we didn't talk about Blake crashing it because Blake thought it was completely unfair how bad he was at dodgeball.
Oh, my God. That whole thing.
So cringy.
My mom.
So cringy.
To me today, and she goes, next time you watch the show, I want you to take a look at Blake and just see how big his tongue is for his mouth.
Blake, and podcasting is a visual medium, as we all know, but Blake has such energy, the pointing fingers with the simp face, that it's like,
is for me?
Yeah, literally, I was going to say someone else wins the group date challenge and Blake shows up like, is it for me?
Because best part of that entire interaction was he goes in for a kiss and she's
oh my God, it is so bad.
I
was going to say your kiss count this week should have half a kiss on it.
Did you cringe?
I couldn't watch it. I wasn't paying attention.
Cringe. I fist pumped on the couch. I was hyped. I was like, this motherfucker right here. Claire, you bitch. And I was so hyped.
No, Claire has no obligation to
kiss. No. No, bitch in a good context. Bitch in a good context.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I forget that bitch.
Bitch.
With the B-T-C-H.
Oh, loved it. It was awesome.
It was phenomenal for Claire because Claire shut it down like really quick. It had such energy of like, and Corey, I guess you can relate to this somewhat as well, but it's such energy of like, being like socials and you did some of them, but I know you weren't like,
I was the risk.
Yeah. So whatever, I guess I'll talk to myself then. Try to shut down a story. I'm sharing.
I didn't manage risk. I just want to hear your experience.
It had such energy of like all the socials where like I was the only sober person in the party, and I'm watching a bunch of drunk people like try to make out with someone who's clearly not interested in them. And I'm like literally just like, God bless him. He's trying. He's certainly trying, but God bless that woman who shut it down immediately.
Shutting shit down in the mall.
Yeah. And telling everyone that Blake's not the one for Claire. But, yeah, and I mean, so the group date ends basically after all the dudes roll up and West Side Story, Blake out of town, just like snapping along as they walk in. And so Blake gets bounced. Brandon makes an ass out of himself. Claire does not present herself in a much more hospitable or pleasant light either. And then we go to the next day, right? Or we go to the date afterwards where Claire then tells Blake, hey, I want you to know that what you did was super sweet.
Don't reward him. I hate that.
Literally,
that's how this show. I'm not an expert, but from the little bit of last season I saw, ever since the tricycle race with Pilot Pete, I learned that the rules mean jack shit, and so, the whole point is to break the rules.
Yeah, no, great.
Except for we like Kelly and Blake sucks.
Grant, you bring up a great point in that I feel like. And this is probably the reason that the games have got even like worse and worse, I guess.
They're absurd, and it's not a competition of like, here's a challenge to see who will make the best partner. It's a who can play dodgeball.
It's literally third grade.
You can't pick your life partner over who won the dodgeball.
You know what this reminds me of?
And if you did, you don't deserve happiness.
It reminds me of the MTV show Next.
Yes, it is. It is such Next energy. Because
the guy walks off the bus, and he always says that the third fact is always weird. He's like, oh, I like to like get tickled by my sister or some shit like that. And then it's like, you're too short. Next. And the guy's like, you didn't deserve me anyway.
I have vivid memories of there being a Next episode where the dude next all five women as they came off the bus and was like, yeah, I guess it wasn't for me.
Guys.
I'm going to see if they have that on YouTube. I want to watch that tonight.
Was Yosef.
Yeah.
No, we know he doesn't do that.
Yosef's origin story. Yeah, Blake gets a rose anyway because God is dead and nothing matters.
They were so mad.
God is dead and Claire killed him.
Oh, the energy that... Oh, man, it wasn't... Was it...
He was trying to play it coy, right? He came back and they were like, well, how'd
it
go?
No, like, literally.
Well,
there's nothing he could do in that situation.
Again, full simp face energy, but he comes back in and all the other guys are immediately like, oh, hell no. So this is just going to be a fist fight now. Which like, yes, give me all
how
of that.
How does the show not have more of that?
I really hope
there's just a
was WWE. Was a fight not teased for this week? I thought there was going to be an actual fight.
The teasers are literally
like
that. They're such teasers. Not even that. There was like they kept playing the scene of them jumping over the bushes and running into the hotel. Like there was some crazy shit going down, but really it was the scavenger hunt to go find a gift.
Yeah.
But they totally played the music and used the voiceover to say like, and you'll never believe what happens next time. And it's like,
maybe,
ah!
Maybe next week we finally get Claire trying to pretend like she hasn't already picked Dale.
I'm sorry. Stop hurdling people in the NFL. It's not going to happen. It doesn't work.
Yeah, Corey just watched the New York Giants tight end get entirely flipped on his back, like 8 feet in the air.
If somebody doesn't go low, you don't try to hurdle him.
Dude, At least he laughed on his way off instead of, like, needed a cart.
Which college quarterback did, like, a full, like, three, like,
the
front
Superman
flip?
Spin?
Yeah, like
that
an unintentional.
Drew Lock?
It was, was it?
No, it was Tommy Stevens from Mississippi State.
You're right.
Yeah. Dude got, like, ragdolled.
All right, we are fully getting in the weeds, so let's talk about Dale real quick and then wrap this.
We got one more thing to talk about.
We got one more thing to talk about? Is that Dale?
We got to talk about Yosef.
Did we?
No, we actually kind of didn't.
Yeah, okay.
I'll talk about Dale super quickly, and then we'll go to Yosef. It's obvious Claire picks Dale. We've been saying that for 2 weeks now. The fact that they're trying to, like, play Dale up as a villain kind of to the other dudes seems kind of funny because Dale's just, like, perfect.
He's just boring.
Yeah, he is boring. Like, and seeing the other dudes kind of get mad that Dale's just better than them, albeit probably less exciting, is pretty funny. So I think next week seemed like it's going to be more group date action, and then apparently all the boys are going to unionize and walk off because Dale is better than all of them.
That whole first date was so funny. She's like, I picked these guys. I just really wanted to see Dale.
Yeah. It's like, I picked Dale and seven other people.
I would much rather be on the dodgeball date getting fucking stripped down of my rights as a human than have to go on a date with 10 people where she clearly only cares about one of them.
I really kind of want to see Claire call one of them the wrong name and just really show how little she cares.
Dude, I want her to, like, finish making out with someone and just go, oh, Dale.
Yeah, I mean, stop it. Yeah.
Anyone whose name ends with Sten.
Waxen.
Yeah.
There's Mason, there's no Jason, way. Chasen, and...
Chasen is not a real name, and I refuse to give it any...
Chasen is a real name.
No, it's not. In no world is Chasen a name that is, like, actually matters.
Disrespectful. Chasen Schwartz.
No, I don't care. Any Chasens who listen to the show can at me. Like, I live in Athens, Georgia. We'll meet up in the Blind Pig parking lot, and we'll throw hands. Now, that is an open challenge to any Chasens out there.
I'll take Chasen.
Dude, you live in Athens, Georgia. That is where all Chasens come from.
They all play quarterback. You're right, Grant. Oh, damn. Oh, no. I just put out an open call for all of... It's literally the Blind Pig parking lot is probably where they have their meetings.
The elite club of Chasens.
Oh, God. All right, Corey, give us the rundown on why Yosef is an actual psychopath.
Not a psychopath. He's a scumbag piece of shit.
You can be both.
Yeah, it's true. He's more of a sociopath than a psychopath.
Yeah, I think sociopath is the better word because he clearly doesn't give a shit about anyone else's feelings or emotions or well-being. That is a sociopath, right? Am I getting that correct? Is a sociopath?
I believe you have that right, but I think isn't it psychopaths who are capable of mimicking empathy, or is it sociopaths?
Holy shit, guys! I just googled what is a sociopath, and Yosef's picture popped up.
No way.
I wish.
Oh, damn.
Are you joking, like, Drew, right now?
Okay.
Hey, man,
antisocial.
It's 10:40 at night. I'm already sleep deprived this week.
It says extreme antisocial attitudes and behavior and a lack of conscience.
Because a sociopath will essentially avoid any kind of...
Well, no, it says lack of conscience. That's
yeah, no,
idiot.
A sociopath will look you in your eyes and be like, my grandma just died. And he's like, I don't give a shit. He will say it to your face.
Yeah, but
that is Yosef.
I almost think he's a psychopath, though.
My grandma just died. Hey, but what'd that mouth do? That's what he is.
Yeah, sociopaths are hot-headed, and psychopaths are more cold-hearted. So maybe he is a sociopath. Anyway,
where are you pulling this from?
Corey, tell us why he sucks. It's WebMD, so you know it's real.
It means he has cancer.
Yeah.
So as a delinquent millennial, I, of course, was scrolling TikTok in bed this morning, selling my life to China, as we do. And immediately on my For You page pops up this this blonde girl who's like, this guy slid into my DMs and he said that he was going to be the so-and-so villain on this season of The Bachelorette. And then we exchanged numbers. He was FaceTiming me, blah, blah, blah. And I think they had a date or whatever. And then he accidentally sends her a Snapchat of him, you know, yeeting his meat. I don't really know what to say there.
Spanking the chickens.
Flying the dolphins.
Something. Right. Mixing a batch. He's mixing a batch.
That somehow sounds worse than everything we
that's
said.
That's my least favorite
euphemism.
To a video of another girl he was supposed to send to that other girl instead of the original blonde girl. And
wait a second. Spanking the monkey.
No, we're done. We're done with the jerking off euphemisms. Or synonyms or whatever we want to call them. And so she goes, yeah, he deleted me, unfriended me on Snapchat, said that his phone logged him out and tried to act like she wasn't supposed to see the video. And then she blocks him on all of his accounts, on all of her social media accounts, and then he decides to contact her again using his dog's Instagram profile.
What else is the point of having a dog Instagram profile except to harass women?
If you make an Instagram profile for your pets, I hate you. I hate you.
It's... Yeah, dude. How do these people get casted?
I think they have to get drama. They have to...
But it almost seems like a danger to the other people on the show to intentionally cast a sociopath.
I mean, didn't seem like we had one last season.
There were people who seemed like...
Maybe it was Pete.
Yeah. Pete was the sociopath. No, there are definitely people who were like immature and crazy and dangerous and like, you know...
Like, because there's that other guy on Hannah Brown's
season, right?
I
don't feel like there was anybody who seemed like a danger to, like, others, and particularly the host, because, like, Yosef seems to have such a poisonous view of women to begin with that, like, God forbid when the stuff actually goes down that, like, Claire leaves the show and Yosef hasn't been eliminated by then, or if he doesn't make the cut before the rose ceremony, assuming they do another rose ceremony before... Claire leaves. God, the reaction that he must have, it just seems...
Again, it's worth saying, like, I feel terrible for the fact that he is raising a daughter.
Yeah.
And he's sending unsolicited, like, videos of him masturbating to women.
I could have just said that. That's more scientific term, but...
Corey, you child.
Sorry.
Like, that's, like, it's not only just, like, fucked up and gross. Like, I'm pretty sure that's a crime.
No, yeah. It's not what you want to see, particularly for someone who is the father of a young daughter.
Didn't say how old his daughter was?
No, I don't think explicitly. I'm kind of guessing just based on how old he is that his daughter's probably, like, middle school age or elementary, like, late elementary school age.
So that video, by the way, has about 3 million views on TikTok.
Yeah, I didn't watch. Someone sent me I think I've got the Reddit link to the video, so I didn't actually watch the video itself on TikTok, but I saw that it was quite popping off.
Oh, no.
It's like a good time to go in a round circle and tell everyone our u/
Reddit handles.
Corey, what's happening?
Found another video.
Are we gonna do a live reaction? Let's do a live reaction.
I really don't want to read it aloud. You can, but I'm not gonna read it.
Can you?
I'll send it to the group chat.
Yeah, let's do a.
Do I need audio or is there a caption?
It's a caption. I sent you a screenshot.
Yeesh.
Is this a different woman?
No, that's the same woman.
It's the same. Yeah.
So yeah, make that as you will.
No, that's this. So we won't read it. This was basically just a long pause to confirm that this woman does in fact have receipts.
She has the receipts.
This is quite a bit. And Yosef with the every sociopath's go-to with, I don't know what you're talking about. Not sure what you mean by that.
Craig, if you want to read that, you can, but I'm not going to read that.
Nah, let's keep that one off the, keep that one off the waves.
Four score.
All right.
Seven strokes ago.
Real quick.
Oh.
God, I hated that. All right, real quick, wrap around. Boys, are we excited for anything next week?
No. I'm excited to go to Tennessee.
Great question. Great response. Corey, anything?
Couple things. Play the music. The Kiss counter's back.
Oh, yeah. I always forget to give you the actual lead into this.
Can we just do Herb Albert and the Tijuana Brass? That's the music we should use.
Only if you don't call it Tijuana anymore. Spanish flea.
Yep.
No, so there were five different men received their smooches this week. So we had a first one, which was Riley. Good for you, Riley. Riley was being real alpha. We also had Jason and Chasen. Oh, the rhymes. And Blake, Balake, and Dale.
I will fight a Chasen. Yeah, Dale basically, for everyone's Kiss counter, I believe, was singular with the exception of Dale, who Dale basically got his whole segment.
That's nice. Secondly, we kind of found that Bennett's whole thing last week was a whole joke to get attention. I thought that was hilarious. And I Bennett's my favorite person on the season so far, I think. Where he the ending credit segment.
I was gonna say he's awesome. Slightly
was awesome.
It's like I'm not fully back on Bennett, but he did slightly endear himself to that final segment. Was
I don't know
pretty
who
visited funny.
Him in his
no.
Room?
I'm not gonna make a concerted effort to learn anyone's name until we have the actual Bachelorette.
But it was like, he had a better room than everybody else, and part of me thinks that he used some of his wealth management consultant money to get himself a better room. But dude had, like, he was a baller room.
Yeah, Bennett's probably, like, trading cigarettes behind the scenes. They're just like, yeah, what kind of top ramen packets you got for this week?
Yeah, Bennett definitely is, like, secretly telling everyone, he's like, so when this is all done, you want me to look at your portfolio?
Yeah, just offering 401k consulting on the side.
Called it. It might have been you, Drew, but Bennett did have his little one-on-one time with Claire, and the second word out of his mouth was, I went to Harvard. So you might have called that.
I think the direct quote, he goes, well, you know, I'm a New York man. I went to Harvard.
I was about to say, any banker who went to Harvard is physically incapable of getting to, like, the third descriptor of themselves without including that they went to Harvard.
I'm going to start doing that.
I feel like
that.
He definitely introduces himself like, hi, I'm Harvard. I went to Bennett. I mean, what am I saying?
I'm going
to
get
Bennett.
If I go on a first date with someone, I'm going to be like, I'm Corey. You know, I work recreation. I went to Old Dominion. And that's exactly what we're going
to
do.
I was going to say, I'm going to start saying I went to Harvard on an exchange trip where I didn't even really go in an academic building.
I'm just going to lie and tell people I went to Kennesaw State, see if they're impressed.
They call Old Dominion the Harvard of Virginia.
The Harvard?
Harvard.
They don't say the H?
The Avid.
You know, they always call the University of Florida the Harvard of the South when you take out Vanderbilt, Duke, University of Virginia.
Emory. UVA is not the South. Charlottesville's the North.
Virginia is technically the South.
Whatever. Yeah. Old Dominion is the Harvard of Virginia, so don't worry about it, UVA.
All right. Yeah, I'm not really excited for anything. I guess I'm excited for whatever this, like, protest, strike, walkout looks for all the boys protesting.
What really happened was they didn't get their collective bargaining agreement in on time.
They need a stronger union.
I just had a legitimate thought. Are these guys all members of the Screen Actors Guild because if you're like on more than X amount of hours of television, like you have to join the Screen Actors Guild.
I think
it's not acting, though.
Yeah, I think they get I think reality TV and is subject to its own whole thing.
Like Chris Harrison would be, right? But
I don't think any of these dudes have SAG credits. I don't know. Okay. Something to look into for the next taping. I wouldn't know anything about that. I'm sure I can.
I do have the entire knowledge of human history at my fingertips, but I just don't feel like checking it out right now.
That's something that we'll figure out on our own after the show. But
I will not.
Yeah, me neither. Folks, I think that's going to do it for us on this week's The Boys Watch The Bachelor. What?
Bachelorette.
Oh, God dang it.
I
started that way. I'm going to end it that way. Yeah. We're just going to go back to and when it's Bachelor.
I don't want any more of Pilot Pete.
Me neither.
You know what? Folks, that's going to do it. Fuck Claire. Let's get McKenna on. She could be the Bachelor.
Oh, McKenna was the worst.
McKenna was the best.
McKenna needs 7 years. McKenna needs the 7 years that Claire got between her season where she was a contestant versus her season as the Bachelorette. Folks, that's going to do it for us on this week's episode of Some of the Boys Watch The Bachelorette.
Hey.
I've been your host, Drew Baker. With me have been Corey Greenspan and Graham Pitt. Stay safe. We'll try to do better next time, though. No promises.
Stay frosty.